Welcome in to this Motivation Monday episode. So good to have all of you here. Oh, it's mid-October. Can you feel it in the air? It feels so good right now. I love this time of year. It's my favorite time of year. The leaves are starting to fall. It feels so amazing. And just to be up in the Pennsylvania mountains, I'm going to be back in Philadelphia in the beginning of November. So down from the mountains into Philadelphia. And I love going through that time of year. I remember going, you know, to the World Series in Philadelphia where I grew up, and that time of year is amazing because just the sort of the cobblestone streets in downtown Philadelphia, all the leaves falling, and there's like a couple of really old graveyards in Philadelphia. You can go to Benjamin Franklin's gravesite and all the leaves blown around, everything's decorated, those beautiful little streets in downtown Philadelphia. If you've never gotten to my home city of Philadelphia, maybe it's time to go during the fall. Get a good cheesesteak, go take in a baseball game if they're still in it, and enjoy some of that. But I absolutely love this time of year. So I hope you guys are doing great on this mid-October Monday morning. And I want to bring a little motivation to you today. And I want to talk about something that I've been really fixated on over the past couple of months. And you might have heard me mention it in passing, but I've been diving more deeply into this idea. I've been diving into this idea lately of failing at the beginning and why I think it's perhaps more valuable than anything else is the idea of failing at the start. When you're just getting started with real estate investing or you're just getting started at any business adventure, I really think that it's better for you to come out of the gate and have some significant failures, have some major setbacks. It sets you up for success later on. Now, you've heard me talk about Robert Greene a little bit, his great book, Mastery, and some of the things that he analyzes and looks at among these amazing thinkers and creators. I mean, he looks at Henry Ford, I've talked about here on the show. He looks at, you know, jet fighter pilots. He looks at all kinds of individuals who've overcome enormous setbacks in their life to achieve mastery. And I think one of the points that he arrives at, although he doesn't really come out and say it and he doesn't devote any time to it, is this idea that it's better to fail at the beginning. And I think what he's getting at and what I've had some time to sit with now is this idea that it's a curse. It's a curse to have everything go right for you on your first attempt. So because then you're going to fail to question this element of luck. So right out, I don't care if it's wholesaling houses, I don't care if it's starting your own business, I don't care if it's your first, you know, venture capital investment, whatever it is. The first time you do it out of the gate, if you have success, you fail to have an awareness that you might have had this golden touch, or you believe that you have this golden touch. And inevitably, when you do fail, it will confuse you. And in fact, it'll demoralize you so much that you may never, ever take action again. That by having that failure up front, that doesn't confuse you. In fact, you should probably expect to fail up front. I do. When I start a new business venture, I'm working on a bunch of big projects right now. I've made all kinds of mistakes at the beginning, and I'm expecting to fail. We were trying some new campaign with our team, and we were just wasting a bunch of money on stuff that didn't need to be spent, and it wasn't optimized properly. There was all kinds of problems with it, but I didn't give up. Because I know that if I come back and we optimize, we look at it and analyze it, make it smarter, that we will eventually have success. Or it might not be, you know, huge success, but at least it will have been better than when I started. And I see this time and time again with projects that I start. If I come out of the gate and I have enormous success with something, I question it. Something doesn't seem right to me. I've had this happen where maybe I've run some kind of an advertisement or done some different program, and I had enormous success with it. But I went and looked under the hood a little bit more closely, and what I thought was a success was actually a big failure. And then it makes me stronger, and then I have the resolve to keep going. So I think this idea of having this curse to have everything go right on your first attempt, is a huge problem, because you're going to fail to question this element of luck. You're going to fail to do it. And it's going to set you up for failure later on. So I've been really kind of drilling down on this idea lately of, you know, when you're starting your first real estate investment, when you're going out there doing buying your first property, you're wholesaling your first house, you're investing in, you know, your first, I don't know, commercial syndicate, whatever it is. I kind of want you to fail at it. Is that kind of harsh on me? I want you to experience some mistakes. Recently, I spoke to a gentleman who had, he had like seven properties that he'd bought. And the first seven that he bought were, ended up being a big problem for him. And he had all kinds of problems. He bought them from some old woman, and he thought that the tenants would be great tenants because she said they were. They ended up not being. They ended up having, he ended up having more fixes and renovations to do on this property than he thought, even based on the inspections. He thought it would be easy to rent in this particular neighborhood because he did some cursory glancing at some of the demographic data. It wasn't. So he made some huge mistakes. He made some huge mistakes at the beginning. And guess what? He's going to be a stronger investor later on as a result of that. He's going to be a stronger investor later because all of these things he's now learned from. He's now learned from and grown from as a result of this. So he's learned maybe a better demographic area to invest in. He's learned not to rely on the word of some old tired landlord. He's also learned to dive deeper into some of the inspection reports to meet with contractors to see if, in fact, he's going to have to do any of this additional work on these properties. So he's learned from these mistakes. And guess what? Those are valuable learning lessons for him. Now, if he'd come out of the gate and had great luck with these tenants that he inherited from this woman, he had great luck that he didn't have any major repairs right away. He had great luck because he was able to get new tenants in this property in a few years when he had a tenant turnover. He'd be perhaps lulled into a false sense of security. And he might breeze into his second investment and make even more mistakes because he had that first run of good luck with his first investment. Today's episode is brought to you by SendPro Online from Pitney Bowes. Now listen, shipping and mailing from your desk has never been simpler than with SendPro Online from Pitney Bowes. We started using them last year and it's just been a game changer. For $4.99 a month, you can send envelopes, flats, packages right from your desk and you're back to business in no time. Look, I know we have a lot of small business owners that listen to this show. If you're a new real estate investor, et cetera, it doesn't matter. You're a broker, real estate agent, you need to send a lot of stuff. And that's where SendPro Online from Pitney Bowes comes in. And guess what? For being a listener of this show, the Investing in Real Estate podcast listener, you're going to receive a free 30-day trial just to get started. Check it out. A free 10-pound scale you're also going to get for free. You're going to get a free scale and free 30-day trial just to ensure that you never overpay. So you got to check it out. So you can save time, you can save money on mailing and shipping with SendPro Online. It starts at just $4.99 a month, $4.99. And you can also qualify for special U.S. Postal Service rates for letters and priority shipping, which is so cool. So it kind of locks you into certain rates, which is really cool. You can calculate exact postage online and you have that scale right there. So you can print right from your PC. So that's always one of my big frustrations about going to the post office is dealing with, well, I don't have the right weight. I don't know how much this is going to weigh. So then I got to wait and take it there and wait in that long line. You don't have to do that anymore. So here's what you do. You go to PB, that's PB.com/Clayton, PB.com/Clayton, like Pitney Bowes, PB, PB.com/Clayton to access this special offer for free 30-day trial, plus that free 10-pound scale just to get started. That's PB.com/Clayton. Experience shipping made simple with a free trial of SendPro Online from Pitney Bowes. Thanks, guys. So I kind of want you to fail. I kind of want you to fail out of the gate. I don't know if that makes me a bad person, but I see people that make mistakes and grow because of these mistakes all the time. I want you to have an eviction at the beginning. I want you to have some issue with your loan. I want you to have some difficulties in acquiring financing. I want you to have some natural disaster, weather-related issue that you have to, you know, I saw somebody say had a hailstorm, had to get their roof repaired. I want you to go through some of these things, not because I'm cruel, but because it's going to set you up for success down the road. It's going to make you stronger as a result of it. Now, I hope this doesn't come across as harsh. Actually, I kind of do. I want you to have these things. I want you to fail. I want you to have some mistakes up front. It's going to happen. Might as well get it out of the way now, not on your 30th property. Now you're the golden boy. I'm the guy that got 30 properties and never had an issue. I'm the golden child. No, you're not. You had a run of good luck, and your luck has run out. I want you to have those mistakes and failures up front. Get started making mistakes. Do it fast and fail forward quickly. As a friend of mine likes to say, fail forward quickly and move on to greater things. That's today's episode. Enjoy this great fall weather, everyone. We'll see you back here on Wednesday with another episode of the Investing in Real Estate Show. We've got a great show lined up for you. Really, really good show on Wednesday. You do not want to miss that. Please hit the little, if you're listening on Overcast, hit the little star button right now that helps you recommend the show. Or leave us a kind 5-star review in the iTunes store. It helps other people discover this podcast. Just click on the, go in the podcast app that you're listening to and leave a kind review if you'd be so, so nice. We have so many episodes here to help you build wealth. That's the whole point of this show, is to help you build wealth and to grow as a person. We'll see you back here next time, everyone.